its current state, I'm Kevin Lavery. This Saturday night at 8 o'clock, the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra explores three centuries of great music in concert at the Michigan Theater. It's also a live broadcast on 90.5 Classical. Music director R.E.A. Lipsky will lead the A2SO in an overture by Handel, plus Brahms' Second Symphony and Alberto Ginastera's Harp Concerto. In a conversation with WKAR's Peter Wharf, Lipsky says that although Ginastera was a prolific composer, his Harp Concerto was a work he wrestled with for nearly a decade.
So as a result, since he studied the instrument so well, he wrote which probably is the king of the harp concertos. It takes the harp from the traditional role that we think of the angelic instrument that plays something which is always so spiritual to a very earthy instrument. It becomes a percussion instrument. Color and rhythm. The last movement is a malambo, which is a traditional Argentinian dance of the gauchos, the Argentinian cowboys.
You know, he wrote another pretty famous malambo too.
Of course, in Estancia. Right. It's very colorful, and we're really looking forward to do that. I've conducted that before, but Primor, this is the first time, and we're just having so much fun.
Tell me about your harp soloist.
Her name is Primor Sloukhin, and she comes from Belgium. I know her very well because she happens to be my niece. It's nice to bring her over and have a family visit, but she's also a great musician, so it's fun to do that together.
Tell me about your horn soloist right now that we're hearing in the background.
Well, we're getting ready for Brahms Symphony.
Well, there you go.
It doesn't get more challenging to the horn.
Yeah, you don't have a more prominent horn part than the opening of the Brahms Second Symphony. The second half of the program will be devoted to Brahms' Second Symphony, a work that closely followed the First Symphony, relatively close when you consider that he spent, the first four decades of his life getting ready, being prepared to write his First Symphony, and then the Second Symphony came pretty closely after. I was reading some of what Brahms said about his Second Symphony. He actually wrote to somebody calling it a melancholy work, one that he said was sure would fail. Was he serious?
I think he was joking, because he just contradicted himself after the premiere of the symphony. But you are right. I mean, Brahms had a hard time creating a work which is known as a symphony, and you know, until he was about 40. And really struggled with the First Symphony, but once he did it, it just came right one after the other, and he felt quite comfortable in that milieu of the symphony. It is more, I would say, pastoral than the rest of the symphony, and a little darker. And one of the reasons that he is using the three trombones and a tuba. The tuba, this is the only symphony that he uses a tuba. And also, he used this low brass choir in three out of the four movements. He used trombones in other symphonies as well, but perhaps in one or two movements at the most. But here, there are three of them. But then the last movement, he uses the trombones and the tuba to create this blaze of joy and exuberance in the finale of the brass fanfare. Right. And it's a crowd pleaser, and we just love playing that. And I hope that comes out to the audience.
Arye Lipsky is music director of the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. They'll perform Handel, Ginastera, and Brahms Saturday night at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. Thanks, Arye.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to the concert.
In Ann Arbor, with music director Arye Lipsky, I'm Peter Worf for Current State.